talking with Jerry Goodspeed. He's Utah State University's extension horticulturist, and the witness protection program for the poinsettia program is kind of on my mind. I saw a video that you did about this, and yeah, it's just, it's a very serious thing, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry for laughing. Yeah, it is. It is. We we see a lot of poinsettias that are only used for about 2 to 3 weeks, and then discarded.
Well, and if anyone has a green thumb, they just don't want to throw it out. It just feels unclean.
It's wrong. Yeah, you've spent your money. You've invested a little bit of time into it, and it's growing. It's looking good, and then the Christmas season is over, and then you're thinking, I can't get rid of this. This guy's still good.
Well,
and so you stick him somewhere in your house to try to keep him alive.
Sometimes it's also genetics. My mother, just everything she touched just goes green. And so, of course, when I moved out on my own and wanted to keep my poinsettia, I thought, well, I can do this until next year. I'll just keep it growing. And I went through the whole process of putting it in the dark, bringing it out, putting it in the dark every night. And, well, I got it to redden up again, but it didn't look like it did the year before.
Yeah, they, you know, poinsettias are a very interesting plant to me because a lot is invested into the growing of them and getting them just perfect and just right. And as I've said before, then they live for about 3 weeks in our house if they're lucky, healthy-wise, and that's it. And, you know, as you had mentioned, as a plant person, people that like to grow things, that's just wrong. I mean, and it is difficult. And to get them to, one of the tricks is to get them to color up. And what you did is really good because a lot of people don't even get that. You know, they'll just stick them in their house, and then next year they're looking kind of leggy usually, and then they'll try to get them to color up. Or they won't even know how to get them to color up, and then they'll just stay green all season, and then they get frustrated and throw them out.
Well, they're so touchy. I mean, you can't give them too much water. You can't let them dry out. I mean, even my African violets, if I let them go too long without water, they'll still perk back up. But if you let a poinsettia go without water and the leaves start to droop, they don't undroop.
That's very true. They are a very touchy plant, and it's a you know, if you can get it to survive, which tells me you're very good, and live for a year, let alone get it to color up, that's pretty incredible.
Well, I guess what I've found out is it's just not worth it. I mean, when you can buy one in the store for $6 or $7 for even a very basic one, it's worth my time and money to say, I'm sorry, you've got to go, get rid of it, and then just wait till next year, get another one.
Yep, you served your purpose, and that's really hard for a lot of people, but that's what I have found, too. We have also kept them over from year to year. Apart from coloring them up is what you have said, is keeping them healthy so that they look. But you have to realize that in the greenhouse, when they grow them, they use all sorts of light, heat, even some hormones to get them to look the way they look, because we as a public have demanded this perfect poinsettia now, and so there's a lot of effort that goes into them. And you're correct about them being very fussy. In fact, you can put them into your house and put them into a room that has a draft in it, and after a couple of days, they'll start dropping their leaves.
And after a couple of days, you'll want them to get drafted so they leave your house. So they don't
That's
like
true.
Direct light, but they don't like not having enough indirect light. So if you want to try and keep this plant at least healthy for a couple of months just to see what happens, what are the keys?
Well, normally what we'll tell people is go ahead and keep it kind of where you don't move them. They don't like to be moved. So once you think that it's happy and you've got it, leave it there until it starts to drop some of those colorful leaves. And then actually what we will do is cut them way back. We'll cut them back to just a few buds, a few leaves left on them, and then we'll slow them down. We'll put them into a cooler room if we can and slow them down, keep them watering. And then about the time that, if you really want to do it good, then about to May, when we're done with our freezes and stuff, you'll actually go and find a shady place outside and dig it into the ground and let it grow there. You can even keep it in the pot or put it in a bigger pot, but kind of put it in the ground, and then it'll grow a lot better outside than it will inside. Again, it's not a full sun, a little bit of shady place, and then about September, first part of September, you bring it back in, and then you do the what you have said, the trick of putting it in the dark.
How long?
Well, normally what we tell people is when the sun goes down, it should get dark. When the sun comes up, it should get light. So as soon as you see the sunset, throw it into a closet or put a bag over it. And you have to be consistent. You know, you can't do this for a week and then forget for a few days and then do it again for a week. You've got to be very consistent about it. Did you tell me that you were throwing it into a closet? Is that what you did?
Yeah, I had a closet that, because I had been told that if you start this process and even turn the light on in the room, then that completely resets the plant and you have to start over again. So I was diligently putting it in this closet back in the corner, keeping it dark. I can never turn the light on in the closet, so it was really hard to see my clothes in the morning. But, you know, I diligently did that, and sure enough, it did start to come out. But when I saw the results of what I was getting, I just thought, this isn't worth it.
Yep, that's exactly right. It is, you do have to be very diligent, and I don't know about you, but I'm apparently you are. I'm not. I will have forgotten it or maybe even leave it in the closet for a couple of days.
Well, this is back when I was younger and had more energy to worry about it, so.
Well, yeah, normally today what I will tell people is enjoy it while you can, love it, and then say your farewell and let it go.
Do you... If you do try this process, how long do you have to keep putting it in the dark and bringing it out?
Usually about 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay, so that's a long time. And it can't be too warm or too cold?
Nope.
So what are the... What's
or
the
too
right
wet
temperature?
Or too dry.
So you still have to keep watering it, of course,
yep.
While it's there.
Yeah.
Is it going to drop all of its leaves while it's in this dark, or is it getting enough sunlight
nope.
during the daytime?
Yeah, during the day should be fine. So what will happen is... during the day, it's still got to be in light. That's why it's consistent taking it out into the light and then putting it back into the dark, putting it in the light, just as if it was in nature. So what you're trying to do is simulate it as if it was outside. And that's why I say when the sun goes down, it goes into the closet. When the sun comes up, it comes out of the closet and comes into a place that has some filtered light, some filtered sunlight, so that it still thinks it's in a natural setting, and you get the light, and then you get the dark, and then you get the light, and it should be healthy. Again, the thing that you're not doing in a house setting is you're not giving it the proper heat. Normally in the evenings, of course, it'll cool off. So when you set it in the closet, it should be cooling off and then warming up a little bit more in the day, which affects the growth of the plant as well, because if it's always warm, then it pushes a little bit more than you want it to. It gets a little bit leggy. So it's just as important to cool it off in that dark period.
But they don't like it too cold. I mean, they're even worse than basil. I mean, they don't like it below 50.
That's true. When I say cool it off, it's usually down to about 60.
Okay. And then how do you know, watering-wise, if you've given too much or not enough? How far down should it be? Oh, yeah, it dies. How far down should it be at dry before you know it's time to water?
I would normally look at about a knuckle on your finger.
Okay. And any fertilizer?
Yes. Especially going into this process, we'll give a little bit of water-soluble fertilizer.
And
something that you could just pick up in any store.
For those poinsettias that have been left out to fend for themselves and will grow for food, this is your poinsettia protection program.
Well, for them... not much.
they can find a nice dumpster for a home?
Any kind of protection at all. Set them in a little overpass, anything just to give them a little bit of protection, and they'll usually be okay. They'll figure out, a lot of them will travel south, actually.
Okay.
They'll realize that this is much too cold. And if you'll see them out every once in a while out on the road hitchhiking, consider throwing them at least into the back of the truck.
Getting
how far south they can get.
You've been listening to The Zesty Garden. It's Jerry Goodspeed. He's USU's extension horticulturist, and we've been talking about poinsettias. Jerry, thanks for joining me this morning.
My pleasure, Brian.